NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
And we've got High Hopes in studio. What's
Hi.
Up?
Hey, what is up?
Well,
we're just having a yarn, weren't we? We almost got caught up in it.
I know, but you always got to stay focused when you're having a huge yarn.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention this. You're from Royal Oak, right?
Yeah.
I love how you rep that because...
I have to.
I'm from Royal Oak.
Really?
Yes.
What street?
Oh, I don't want to tell the listeners.
Oh, you don't have to tell which number.
This will be like off air, I'll tell you what street.
Okay.
But best supermarket.
Cheapest, apparently.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
So good.
Don't give too many tricks away.
And there's the first KFC in New Zealand.
Was it there?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
By the roundabout. And also Ollie's too, which is like the iconic ice cream joint.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Nobody reps Royal Oak.
I have to. It was my duty to.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Anyways, we're talking about Seasons on Planet Earth, a very cool album, your debut album.
Yes.
How long, because you were releasing stuff quite a while beforehand, but finally you've got this whole bit of work to release.
Yeah, I was just drip feeding songs for maybe 4 or 5 years, and it was almost like a safety net of going, okay, I can just work hard on a few songs and that's what I do at midnight and it just exists standalone. But when it came time to do an album, it's like, ooh, this is kind of a bit, I don't want to think of it like an opus, but it's almost like, ooh, I'm putting a lot of energy into this.
It is an opus, you could say that.
But you know when you try too hard and it never really works out? So I needed to kind of like step back and go, okay, let's not try too hard, but just make sure that you dig it, and that's why it's out, you know?
Can you explain a bit behind the album title, Seasons on Planet Earth?
Yeah, it kind of spans across a few different thematical zones, but Seasons on Planet Earth for me is almost like the songs on the record are from these different times and different seasons of my life, I guess.
Oh,
but
I see.
Also, I like to think of it almost as, you know, it's like you're watching a series and you have like the seasons and you have the season finales and the season openers and all this kind of stuff. And in between that, you have the episodes.
Oh,
and so
each
song, that's kind of almost like how I'm looking at it. So, it's quite deep, actually.
That's very clever. Wow.
Yeah.
Now I look at it very differently.
Okay. That's positioned in a certain way now.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the first single that was released called Madly. And I love the like the pan of the vocals.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the story with the vocals is like, I just never thought I'd ever be singing on anything. And I'd never sung. Like, I only really started singing when I was 24 type of thing.
Is that recent?
No, it's not. So I'm 30 now. Oh, boy. But, yeah, it's just like a recent thing that I had to get more comfy with. Kind of almost like as a... point of interest or personality that I wasn't getting from making beats or music. So I'd been making all these beats and kind of going, oh yeah, like I'm into it, but there can only be one me, just in terms of the tone. It might sound like someone else or be influenced by something, but you never truly be the 100% version of you.
I can't believe you only like got into singing a bit later than most people.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a thing. It took me ages to be comfy with it, and then I thought, oh no, if you're gonna do it, then just go for it.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh, you know? I know I'm good, I'm just gonna kill
but
it.
It's not so much that, but it's just like the more that you do it, the more you work on it, you kind of go, ah, oh, okay, this is what I'm working with, and I'm not this incredible singer, but I can get these ideas out, and it makes the song sound a certain way. Yeah.
What's the story behind Madly?
Lyrically.
Yeah.
Or yeah, okay. Maddie's just almost like this unadulterated kind of lust. It's like driven by lust, which is kind of weird. Like I haven't written really a song about lust. It's kind of, it's probably like the horniest.
Ooh,
and like, okay. I don't mean like not like in a sleazy way, but just like it's a bit more menacing.
Yeah,
it's like a menacing kind of romance. It's like I'm into it, but I'm quite serious about it. And you're being pursued. Let's go.
Oh,
you know?
Madly by High Hopes.
Superpowers in the
want no distance between us, me and you.
Madly by High Hoops. I love saying their name. I think it's just the
alliteration.
Yeah, High Hoops. Oh yeah. The next track is Body. What can you tell me about Body?
Okay, so Body was the first one, and it was one of the ones where I hadn't put anything out for ages, and I was like, okay, if I'm going to put a record out and this is going to be like the first song from the record, I just need to make sure that it's perfect. So I almost like overworked it, and it went through all these different stages. And at one point it didn't even have drums in it. It was kind of just like this sort of like ethereal kind of ambient pop tune, but it's really kind of, it found its own sort of lane with itself, I think. And that's, it kind of enabled me to go, and I was like, okay, I've got this song. I know I'm sweet. Like I could, it built the world. I built the world around that. And yeah, we did like a video for it and everything over in Palm Springs. I'm not sure if you've seen that, but it's like we got funding for it, and we pretty much just blew all the funding like on this one video, because it's just like Palm Springs. It's like this place that time forgot, and it's almost like you'd expect Frank Sinatra to pop up like sipping on a milkshake or something.
They don't have like impersonators there.
What is
right?
that?
You know, like,
oh well, they probably do.
America's pretty weird like that.
They are, yeah. A lot of emulation.
Yeah, strange place. Maybe you could get like a High Hoops impersonator when you're there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, higher one. This is Body by High Hoops.
Still replay all the thoughts in my mind. your body pulling closer to mine. So let's make love. So let's make love. I don't wanna be somebody that you talk about. I just wanna be the body that you hang around. When I'm with you, I lose my cool. When I'm tired and lonely, too, feels like I've been on vacation. If this feeling is mutual, let's get busy.
That was Body by High Hoops. We're going to continue this long player shortly after the break.
Coming to the Mercury Theatre, it's the Teskey Brothers.
It could be forever you and me.
After a sold-out New Zealand tour earlier this year, they're back with a brand new single and even more of their unique blend of raw soul and blues. The Teskey Brothers. October 6th at the Mercury Theatre. Tickets from iticket.co.nz.
Hey, you there. Yes, you. You seem stressed. You know, we tend to carry a lot of tension here in our SA workload. This week is Stress Less Week at Auckland University. It's time for you to take a load off. Attend the snack station. Ponder the motivational wall. Ride the art bike. Everything you need to mellow that buzz. Campus Life and AUSA present Stress Less Week. Find all the details at ausa.org.nz/stressless.
Boogie down and mess around at Auckland's favourite New Year's Eve party, Wonder Garden. Gorgeous waterfront location, great bars, the best food trucks, and a lineup to die for. Nightmares on Wax DJ set, Dame Funk, Lady Six, Catch a Fire, Avondale Bowling Club, Matthew Young, Jess B, Cut Up Your Hands, Clo, Fortunes, High Hoops, Julian Dine DJ set, Tina Turntables, K2K, Frank Booker, Peach Milk, Hugo J, and Orb B. Wonder Garden. December 31st at Silo Park. Tickets and more info at wondergarden.co.nz.
How about you, Trixie Wirtlewin? Yield!
Ruska, you devil, by the cleansing light of Sarah, I summon...
Hey, Terry, wait, stop. We agreed that Sarah was the guiding deity of my clan?
Screw you, dickweed. You guys are OPS. We need Sarah.
Well, let's just all have bloody Sarah then. How about that? I'm cutting the baby in half.
With a little something for everyone, Sarah is the guiding light on your Saturday afternoon. The Saturday 2 to 4 with Sarah, only on 95BFM.
We've got Blue Eyes next. This is another very, very saucy song, shall I say.
ain't it just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they talking about your eyes?
I'm talking about my eyes. Oh. Yeah. Because the thing was, this song is like the crush had brown eyes, and I was like, I don't know, there's like already too many songs with like, you know, these big brown eyes. And then I was like, oh, why don't I flip it on me, you know, make sort of interpret it from my point of view.
I love that.
With the blue eyes. Yeah. But it's one of those, like when I did the track, and you'll notice it when the vocal comes in, but I was like, I don't even know how I could sing that high. And I've had to recreate it live now, and it's actually sweet. I can get there, but it's one of those things. I was like, whoa, what was I up to? It must have been like a 3 or 4 a.m. adventure into high singing.
It sounds really good. I was thinking about it because it's like, you know, you've got a little falsetto going on.
It's very falsetto.
It sounds, you've practiced heaps, shall we say.
I think I started singing falsetto and then worked backwards from there. So this might be me at my best.
Singing tips from High Hoops. This is Blue Eyes by High Hoops.
We don't need to get twisted.
We'll be right back.
was Blue Eyes by High Hoops. And the next track is Steady Rolling. What's that one about?
It's funny that I've picked these ones because they're all kind of from a similar time.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like if you can kind of piece together what you've heard already, just in terms of tonally and, you know, in a kind of boy-girl or, you know, relationship sense, this is another one that was almost just like a celebration of being into it. It's one of the only ones that I was a little bit, dare I say it, a little bit tipsy, a little bit drunk for. So it sounds the most cooked, I reckon.
From
the record?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a bit more human and a bit more live rather than kind of, you know, tighter production. It's just a bit looser and kind of.
I guess like you're not, I guess when you're a bit tipsy, you kind of really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Really?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of what. Where my head was at when I made the song, so it's just a lot looser.
Awesome. Yeah. Steady rolling. Steady Rolling by High Hoops. And we've got one last track. It's called Heatwave, and you released that like ages ago, eh?
Yeah, ages ago. And it was one of those things like if somebody was to ask me what was my favourite song that I had made, I'd always keep on going back to Heatwave because it was just this thing that took like an hour and I didn't even know what I was doing. It was just kind of came together and I never had to work for it. So it was almost like a gift from the universe. And there's no singing in it, so it's just kind of like this thing. It's just like a mood. So it's nice.
That's very nice. And you're also playing at Wonder Garden, just announced.
Yes.
And I'm sure heaps of people were excited for that.
Yep.
What is like a live high hoop set like?
Well, I've only just started. Well, I've been rehearsing for maybe the last 2 months, but I never thought I'd have a band, let alone an album out. But
you got yourself a band.
Yeah, no, I've got a band.
Awesome.
So it's like another kind of sonic layer, I think, on top. Still like lots of programming and kind of sampling and stuff. But yeah, live drummer and live guitarist. And for Wonder Garden, there'll be a live bass player too. So yeah, it's the...
You got the full package.
Got the full kit.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
It's been full of yarns.
Full of yarns. Easy breezy.
Yeah, full of good times. This is Heatwave by High Hoops.
Oh,
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was